granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, at last, the big coming-out party for Grandpappy Spears, or rather for Buster V. Davenport, has arrived, and all his friends have gathered at the schoolhouse to join in the festivities. It is Lum's hope and plan that some one of these familiar faces, set in familiar surroundings, will restore Grandpap's memory. As we look in on the little community today, the party is going full blast. And we find Abner in the middle of one group of merrymakers. Listen.
heavy hangs over the head, but our donor do to receive it. Fine or super fine.
Yeah, Abner, come over here a second.
I'm busy right now, Lom. Fine or super fine, Bessie. Come
listen,
on.
Just take half a minute, Abner.
Oh, all right. Here, Ruth, take my place here. Study up a good fine for Bessie. I tell you, make her go over and kiss Uncle Henry Lunsford or something.
Hurry up, Abner. Excuse him, Bessie.
Yeah, I'm coming.
What's the matter, Lom? Another suspender button come off?
No,
I warned you about borrowing a preacher's suit, Lom. It's a way yonder too little for.
Oh, it ain't that. Formal clothes are supposed to be a little tight, I think.
Well, that sure is.
Well, he's the only one in town that's got a swallowtail suit. I had to borrow his.
Yeah. Well, if I were you, I wouldn't try setting down them breeches. That's all I've got to say.
They'll hold up all right. Miss Barton.
Miss Barton. That was all else you want to know.
Can you think of anything I forgot for this party?
Anything you forgot?
Yeah, it just seems like there's something I've overlooked. But for the life of me, I can't think what it could be.
Huh. Well, law me, I don't know, Lum. Decorations are all up.
Yeah, I thought about that.
Folding chairs is all brought over from the church, and a pianer was moved in. I don't believe you forgot nothing, Lum.
I hope not. I want this to be the best coming-out party Grandpap or any other debutant's ever had.
Well, it's the best one I've ever been to. I know that. It is a dandy. Has Grandpap's memory come back to him yet?
I don't know. I ain't had time to notice yet.
Well, I've been busy over there playing the game.
I think it's a little too early for that, though.
Yes, huh?
Yeah, he ain't had enough time for all these familiar faces to take effect on him yet.
No. Have you got your speech already?
Oh, yeah. Miss Hodgkins.
Miss Hodgkins. You got it all ready, huh?
Oh, yeah. The speech studied up good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it tells all about Buster V. Davenport being one of our new citizens and how this party introduces him into Pine Ridge Society official. Yeah. Miss Seastrong.
Miss Seastrong.
And a whole lot of junk. It's awful good.
Well, when you aiming on giving it, huh?
Oh, pretty soon. As quick as everybody gets sort of settled down.
Yeah.
Everybody's here by now, ain't they?
Oh, yeah, I reckon they're all here. Even Ed Beckley, he's always late every place he goes.
Commodore, Miss Commodore Quincy. Ambassador, Mrs. Ambassador Blevins.
There's Cedric. He ain't supposed to keep doing that all evening, is he, Lon? Calling that way.
You're supposed to announce the folks when they come in.
Well, that's what I've tried my best to tell him, but he just keeps hollering out their names every time he sees somebody.
Prince and Princess Hodgkins.
There he goes again.
Mr. Brigadier General Grandpa Master and Miss Aim.
I don't know what to do about him, Lon.
Me neither. I wish you'd stop it.
I'll
get hold of him directly and give him a little talk.
I wish you would.
Maybe we made a mistake in having him be the butler after all.
Yeah, well, you better do something before he embarrasses everybody to death if he keeps that up all night.
Yeah, well, I'll catch him directly and put a bug in his ear.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Well, I'm going to get on back. Put a bug in his ear.
Yeah, give him a little hint, you know. That ought to do it.
Well, that ain't very nice, Lum. That's a mean prank to play on a fella.
Mean prank?
Yes, sir.
I ain't playing no pranks on him. All I'm
going
to do is
tell him.
Well,
putting a bug in a feller's ear ain't no prank. I never heard of one, Lum.
Oh, I never meant it. I was actually going to put a bug right in his ear.
Well, I don't know how else a bug could get there if you don't put it in. No bug's gonna crawl up there all by itself. You know that, Lum. You can't make me believe nothing like that.
I ain't trying to make you believe nothing.
Wait a minute. I've heard of trained fleas. They had some of them at a carnival over at Cherry Hill one time. Recollect?
Of course I recollect that, but when I said
I don't know, Lum. Let me see them. Hurry up. Let me look at them.
Let you look at what?
Them trained fleas you got. You sure kept that a secret. I never had no idea you'd been training a batch of fleas.
Abner, I ain't been training no fleas.
You ain't? Now, don't tell me they just picked that up by themselves, Lum.
Of course they don't.
You must have trained them a little bit, Lum. I don't, you sure thought up everything for this party. I'll say that for you. That's the best entertainment we've had yet over here. Yes, do you want me to call everybody to order so that you can start the show right now? Quiet, everybody!
Abner Hitchup, for goodness sake.
What's the matter? Ain't the fleas ready yet?
No, and they never will be, because I ain't got no trained fleas. Can't you understand that?
You ain't?
Of course not.
Well, who's got them?
Nobody's got them.
Oh, somebody must have brung them, Lum. They couldn't have found their way over here by themselves. Or could they? Depends on how good they're trained, I reckon.
Oh, to goodness, if you don't get some of the crazy sideies in your head and you couldn't jar them out with a stick of dynamite.
I still think somebody must have brung them, Lum. We never invited them, I know that. I helped make out the invite list myself, and we never sent no invitations to flee.
Abner, if you'll just give me one
Did
minute,
Squires
I can explain.
Did Squires bring them?
No.
Well, now, he might have. He used to be in a carnival once a long time ago. These fleas might be old acquaintances of his.
Abner, will you hitch up before I whack you right on top of the head?
Well, now, what have I did that was wrong?
Nothing, except just act like an idiot, that's all.
Huh?
There ain't no fleas here, trained or no other kind.
Ah.
So just forget the idea. Drop the subject. Don't let me hear you mention it again.
Well, all right, but I still think they're around here somewhere, Lum. You're going to surprise us with them. I know you, and I'm going to find out who's got them, too.
Well, that's fine. You do that.
Yes, sir, I will.
All right. And if you do find out, let me know.
Well, don't worry. I will.
Well, that's fine. Much obliged.
Oh, not at all. Don't mention it. Don't mention it.
And while you're hunting for the fleas, I wish you'd get hold of Grandpap and bring him over here.
Grandpap?
Yeah, I think it's time to present him to the folks now.
Oh, yeah, I'll get him for you. I'll be right back, Lum.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. All right. Oh, howdy, Squire.
Well, good evening, Lum. Well, it's a marvelous party, Lum. Marvelous indeed. Best social event of the season, without a doubt.
Well, thank you, Squire. Glad you like it. Are you having a good time?
Oh, excellent, Lum, excellent. There's nothing that I like better than to mingle with my fellow man in a carefree evening of lively banter and good fellowship.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I love it, Lum. Yes, I do. I love it.
Well, I'm proud to see you enjoy yourself, Squire.
Yes.
Say, Squire, could I ask you a question?
Why, you know you can, Lum. I'm always more than glad to lend the benefits of the meager knowledge I've gathered and to aid my good friends in any way whatsoever. Now, what's troubling you, Lum?
Well, have you noticed anything I forgot for the party?
Forgot, Lum?
Yeah, all evening long I've had a feeling that I've overlooked something, but I can't think what it might be.
Why, no, Lum. From my observations, I would say that the party is complete and perfect in every detail. No, I don't think you've forgotten a thing, Lum.
Well, that makes me feel a heap
better. It's a fine party.
Yeah, I wish I could get over that feeling, though. More than likely, I've just worried too much about everything.
Oh, without a doubt, that's it, Lum. I know it's been a strain on you to get this party all ready. And by the way, Lum, I'd like to congratulate you on the whole idea of this affair.
Well, thank you, Squire.
That is, I mean, making Grandpap the guest of honor and all. A splendid idea.
Yeah, well, we had to do something for him.
Oh, yes.
We figured that getting him here amongst all of his old friends might bring his memory back about as quick as anything.
Yes.
They claim seeing familiar faces and doing familiar things will bring back their memories and cure amnesia.
Yes, I've heard that, Lum. I've heard that.
See, we got to get him cured. It up because he's the only one that knows the formula for making that secret rubber.
What's that, Lum?
No, I said that wrong.
Making what, Lum?
The synthetic rubber. Mm-hmm. He knows that secret formula, you know, and if we can get his memory back, why, he can recollect what it is and we can start production.
I hadn't heard about that, no. Well, it's a shame that a gentleman of his age is running around town under the illusion that he's some other person. What is that name he called himself? Jasper B.
Buster V. Davenport.
Yes, yes, a shame and a pity. I hope this party turns a trick, Lum.
Yeah, me too. But if it don't, leastways it'll make him feel more at home in Pine Ridge and keep him from going back to Toledo.
Toledo?
Yeah, he thinks that's his hometown, you know.
Oh.
Wait a minute, I see Abner heading over this way. Will you excuse me while I make a little speech here, Squire? I'm going to introduce the Grandpap formal to everybody.
Oh, very good idea. Yes, go right ahead, Lum. Go right ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, quiet, please. Simmer down, everybody. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the harp strings of memory strike a tender chord as we gather here tonight at this beautiful party. As you know, this party has been given in honor of a new citizen of Pine Ridge. All of you know him all of you know this man in a different way.
Long, this is important. Just a minute.
Excuse me a minute, folks. What's the trouble, Abner?
Here, don't bend over. I can't find Grandpap nowhere.
You can't?
No, sir. Can't find him or the feller with the train, please, either one. And I've looked high and low for him.
Granny. Well, he must be here somewhere.
I've looked in every room in
the Did you place. Look out in the kitchen? He loves to nibble on things. He might be out there trying to get a little hand out.
No, I went out there. He ain't back there at all. No, sir.
Oh, wait a minute.
Huh?
Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter?
Grannies. Now I know what it is I've got for the party.
Huh?
I forgot to invite Grandpap.